You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week. You got Patriots or Steelers, Chicago or Detroit. Well, let me tell you this. Where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on. So that's why I always tell people to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in the business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payouts. Seriously, just 2 business days. You know who's gonna win, right? Lay down some cash and win big today. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use promo code CODE to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. What is up, diehards? Wes Monell here in the building for AWOL Sports. NFL Week 4 already. 6 divisional games this weekend, not including Thursday night. A sleeper on Sunday night, to be honest, but capped off with an interesting matchup on Monday night. Let's talk Sunday first. We begin in London. Saints Dolphins will do battle bright and early. Drew Brees made easy work of Carolina's defense last week. New Orleans forced Cam Newton into 3 interceptions. I liked Miami a lot more with Ryan Tannehill than I do with Jay Cutler. The Dolphins got handled by the Jets a week ago, as I predicted. I know, I'm a genius. Sometimes, aren't we all, though? Anyways, guys, I just don't buy into Cutler. And you know what? Neither defense is good. What I do appreciate is both coaches, Sean Payton and Adam Gase. But you know, I picked Nollins to be in the playoff hunt. Willie Need makes his season debut from his suspension. That'll allow Ted Ginn to run fly patterns all day. Michael Thomas is their new Marcus Colston, and they have a trio of backs. Give me Drew Brees and his supporting cast across the pond. Panthers at Patriots. I guess there's reason to believe Carolina can score on the Pats D. I just can't imagine Cam Newton playing well enough to outscore Tom Brady. The future Hall of Famer added another game-winning drive to his resume. While a one-hit wonder, or close to it for you Cam Newton fans, he continues to throw his way down the ranks. You just can't be one-dimensional facing Bill Belichick's D. Up to this point, that's what the Panthers have been. It's in New England. Rob Gronkowski is good to go. Brandon Cooks put up a hundo last week. Greg Olsen is out for a while. This is a Patriots win, to nobody's surprise. Bills at Falcons. Big wins last week for both teams. Buffalo handed Denver their first loss. Atlanta went on the road and hung on for a controversial victory in Detroit. Albeit, they played in another dome. Hey, they got the job done. Falcons look like a different animal at home. The Bills are tough and proud, but this isn't in their territory. Simple math here. Atlanta has more talent. They should be able to get more defensive stops and more points on the board. That's who they are. Jaguars at Jets. A pair of bottom-tier offenses with upper-tier defensive units. The Jags put a number on the Ravens in Europe. Just embarrassing. The Ravens' defense snagged the most interceptions before last week. Blake Bortles made them look silly 4 TDs later. Leonard Fournette doing what he was drafted to do, as are the names on D. They played great in 2 of the 3 games, one of my favorite defenses in all of football. The Jets also hang their hat on that side of the ball. The young safety tandem, Deron Lee at linebacker, a couple dogs along the line that collapsed the pocket. Not a lot of offense, though, for the Jets. I like Jermaine Kearse as a complimentary player. Bilal Powell scored after a call to get him more involved. But Matt Forte is out. It won't be pretty by any means. The Jags should snag this one on the road. Rams at Cowboys. Very interesting game featuring young QBs and running backs. Jared Goff and Todd Gurley square off with Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. There's also Sammy Watkins and Dez Bryant out wide. Both sophomore quarterbacks look good early on with 2-1 records. To get here, Dallas has played tougher competition. DeMarcus Lawrence has the early sack lead in the NFL. Not to overlook the Rams defense, which has been good for years, Wade Phillips, Rams defense coordinator, isn't too fond of how the Cowboys treated him. He's thrown shade in the past at Jason Garrett, so this should be good. We'll find out if the Rams can counter this Dallas O-line. Can they take Zeke out of the game like Denver did? I think this is a good matchup for LA. There are plays to be made against the Cowboys D. I'm thinking Rams upset here. Giants at Buccaneers. Desperation reeks here. A pair of NFC playoff hopefuls trying to keep their chances alive. The winless Giants have two major flaws: running and stopping the run. Yeah, OBJ caught two miraculous touchdowns because he's that damn good. But it took 8 grabs to get just 79 yards. No, it ain't all his fault, but still. Tampa Bay really needs Jameis Winston to make better decisions. The guy did complete 70% last week, but you can't throw 3 interceptions and expect to win. He might benefit more when Doug Martin returns next week. That doesn't help him in this particular game against the best secondary in football. What we have here is two teams that want to pass, can't run. So which defense do you like? I gotta roll with the Bucks. They have players on each level that are capable of making plays. Their offense looks a tad better right now, and they have a chance to succeed running the football. Unlike the soon-to-be 0-4 Giants, believe it or not. Raiders at Broncos. Oakland has a bad taste in their mouth thanks to the Redskins on prime time. And you know what? So do the Broncos. After their first loss. This is in Denver, though. The no-fly zone and the altitude. Along with the Rams-Cowboys game and the Monday Nighter, this is one of the games of the week. After reflecting on the Raiders' offensive woes, not to start unnecessary rumors, but there was team dissension. Who spends an hour in the locker room debating what to do for the anthem? On top of that, Derek Carr was the only player to stand next to his head coach and owner. His O-line, which is considered elite, supposedly got pushed around. I'm not trying to question their effort. They damn sure didn't look good. Denver's Trevor Siemian got pulled back to earth last week. The key for Denver's offense, though, is getting CJ Anderson involved in more touches. No matter what Jamal Charles does, that's cherry on top to me. Really. Anderson only got a third of the touches he received in the first two games that were victories, where he produced. The Broncos are back home. They have a way better defense. They win the first meeting against the Silver and Black. A lot of analysts appreciate the size of the Titans roster. They're massive as they play the Texans this week. They look big, they play big, and they try to beat you up for 4 quarters. They have no plans to stray away from their identity. No matter how popular it is to think this is finally the Titans' year, Houston is again defending their division crown. They know how to survive. Their defense was real 2 years ago when J.J. Watt got some MVP votes. Their defense was real last year when he got hurt in Jadeveon Clowney. He stepped his game up. The secondary is above average. I can't say the same for the Titans' defense. Dick LeBeau may confuse rookie Deshaun Watson, but I'm sticking with the Texans despite that week one loss to Jacksonville. Tennessee impressed me last week, for sure. I'm still in wait-and-see mode with him, though. I like that Will Fuller is returning from injury this week, opposite of DeAndre Hopkins. I think H-Town pulls even at 2-2, bringing the Titans down to 500 with them. Steelers at Ravens. This may be one of the ugliest games of the week. bad blood rivalry. Both pissed off after losing to underdogs. Pittsburgh appears to be in their own head. Baltimore continues to look pedestrian offensively. There has to be a game where Le'Veon Bell arrives to the 2017 season. Why not here? His holdout has clearly affected his early play in a contract year. He did better last week, 4.1 yards per rush, a touchdown, added 37 yards receiving. He grinded out 93 yards in a field goal fest that won last year. The second meeting last year, he totaled 136 yards and a score. This has to be his week. Plus, rookie pass rusher TJ Watt is expected to return. Black and yellow wins. Bengals at Browns. Truth hurts, but not a game anyone outside of Ohio should be watching. Cincinnati showed a pulse in Green Bay for the first half. Andy Dalton may be on the hot seat for their 0-3 start, but the optimist sees, yes, he threw four picks in the opener, zero turnovers since then. 21-27 last week with 77 completion percentage and a pair of TD passes. Joe Mixon took over the backfield snaps last week with 21 touches. The Bengals are the more talented team and the favorite to win. I'm excited to watch Myles Garrett suit up for the first time in his NFL career. It's not a bad Browns defense. The offense sure does have a long way to go, but who knows? The number one pick can give them a boost overall for their first win. DeShone Kizer hasn't had a strong start to his career, but I'm going to pick the upset here. The dog pound feels good this week. Lions at Vikings. You know what? When it comes to the Lions and the Chargers, both found 1,000 ways to lose. The difference being Detroit has heart and grit. They're always in games. You know, I like the makeup of the Vikings. That is, with Sam Bradford at the helm. But Case Keenum draws another start, and that makes this game really iffy. I think Minnie has a better defense, a better ground game. QB, it's the biggest deal, but the pressure is on Matthew Stafford every single week. I think he needs more help to not trail and to not play from behind and have to come back all the time. I expect a close score. Not confident either way. Is it weak or is it bold to pick a tie here? What the hell am I talking about, right? I'm not trying to be cool. Truth be told, we've seen a tie in the past few seasons, haven't we? I won't pick this season's tie here just yet, but it'll come at some point this season. You just wait and see. For this game in particular, I'm going to say that the Vikings eke it out on the legs of Dalvin Cook. 49ers at Cardinals. Conventional wisdom says to pick the over 30 combo of Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald, who just had a baller week in primetime loss. The Cardinals have been in this funk for like a season and a half, and it's ugly. The Niners gave it all they had. Their comeback fell short last Thursday night. But hell, I like Kyle Shanahan. And you know what? Carlos Hyde is trying to earn an extension. Logic reveals a stout Cardinals defense will hold them down, no doubt. But like every week, especially week three, there's always going to be upsets. We're on to the next week, and there's going to be more upsets. This might not be the brightest upset to choose, but it is a rivalry. And it's mine, so deal with it. I got the 49ers pulling it off. What the hell? Sunday Night Football. Colts at Seahawks. It's cool that Jacoby Brissett is getting some playing time. This will be his third straight start. He's 1-1, nearly 2-0. Yeah. Seahawks at home is a nightmare matchup. The Colts are one of the weakest teams in the league. It's true. Bummer that this is our Sunday night game. No Andrew Luck in action just yet. The Seahawks, yeah, they're going to bounce back this week. They're all around better despite their recent struggles. LOB. Redskins at Chiefs, Monday Night Football. Washington will be on primetime in consecutive weeks, and they looked dominant against the Raiders, didn't they? Haven't the Chiefs been in cruise control, though, since the second half at New England? Arrowhead is one of the toughest stadiums to play, Kareem Hunt. It seems like he rips off a big run in every quarter. The inexperience of the Redskins on offense kind of scares me. They're hit or miss, really. I don't think they're going to be as consistent as other people think of this team. Kansas City is rolling. They're at home. It's prime time. And they have big-time players on both sides of the ball that have been making big-time plays. If Washington falls behind early, which they must avoid at all costs, but if they don't, this could be a multi-interception game on Kirk Cousins. Alrighty, diehards, I hope you enjoy Thursday Night Football. Enjoy the games this Sunday and Monday night, of course. Good luck to your favorite teams, to your fantasy football teams, if you're still into that. Good luck. Hope all your players stay healthy. Check out the blog. Always posting articles, whether it's fantasy related, real life NFL related. AWOLWest.wordpress.com. And if you're going to put some money down, you can get that cash quick. Within 48 hours, as promised by mybookie.ag. Check them out if you're not already over there. It's the new trendy spot to go to, and I think they're here to stay. I'll see you next week, diehards.